Alright, welcome in. In this lesson, we're building a smoky warehouse drum bus in Ableton Live 12 for old school jungle and DNB vibes, and we're keeping it beginner friendly the whole way through. The whole point here is to take a basic drum loop and make it feel like it's coming out of a dark basement sound system. So we want punch, dust, width, and movement, but we still need control. The drums should hit hard enough to carry the track, while leaving space for the bass line and any vocal chops underneath. And because this lesson sits in the vocals area too, we're not treating vocals like a big lead performance. We're using them more like percussion. Little shouts, chopped phrases, dark snippets, and atmosphere pieces can all act like rhythmic accents inside the groove. That's very jungle, very old school, and honestly very effective. So let's build it step by step. First, set up a clean drum group in Ableton. Put your kick, snare or clap, break loop, hats, percussion, and vocal chop layer into one group. Select those tracks and group them with Command or Control plus G. Rename the group something like Drum Bus Warehouse, so you know exactly what it's for. Now on that group track, build a simple stock device chain. Start with EQ8, then Drum Bus, then Glue Compressor, then Saturator, and if you want, put a limiter at the end just as a safety net. We're keeping this chain simple on purpose. Beginner move, but a smart one. In Drum Bus processing, less confusion means better decisions. Before you even start adding effects, check your gain staging. This is a huge one. If your clips are already slamming the group too hard, the whole chain will react in a messy way. So trim each element if needed. Aim for the drum bus to peak around -6 dB before the master. That gives you room for bass and other elements later. Now let's build the core groove. Start with a 2-bar loop. If you've got an Amen style break or any old school break sample, drop that in. If not, build a simple pattern from one shots. Put the kick on beat 1, snare on 2 and 4, and add a hat pattern with offbeats or 16 THS. Keep it simple. We're not trying to make the most complex drum programming in the world. We're trying to make a groove that feels alive. If you're using a break sample, turn warp on and use beats mode so the timing stays tight. If the loop feels too spiky, soften the transient behavior a little. Then start adding tiny edits. Maybe lower the break on the first beat of each 4-bar phrase. Maybe bring it back up before the drop. Maybe mute a slice for that classic jungle breathing effect. Tiny changes like that do a lot. Next, shape the bus with EQ8. This is just cleanup, not surgery. Put a gentle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove useless rumble. If the drums feel boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400 Hz. If the hats are harsh or hissy, try a small cut around 7 to 10 kHz. And if your vocal chops are sitting in the same group, check whether they're adding mud in the low mids. A small cut around 200 to 300 Hz can help a lot. One beginner rule here. If you clearly hear the EQ move, it's probably too much. We want the drum bus to feel cleaner and stronger, not hollow. Now bring in drum bus. This is where the character starts. Try a drive setting around 5 to 15%. Add a little crunch, maybe 5 to 20%. If you want grime, use transients to bring back some snap, maybe plus 5 to plus 20. Keep boom very light unless your track is really sparse. For this smoky warehouse vibe, you usually want just enough drive to rough up the break and enough transient punch to keep the kick and snare alive. If the drums start sounding overcooked, back off the dry slash wet first. That's usually the quickest fix. The goal is not to destroy the break. The goal is to make it feel like it's been pushed through a heavy system. After that, add glue compressor. This should glue the elements together, not flatten them into a pancake. Set the ratio to 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. Use an attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds so the snare can still punch through. Set the release to auto or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Adjust the threshold until you're getting about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest hits. That's the sweet spot for most beginner drum buses. If the snare loses its crack, slow the attack a bit. If the bus feels too loose, tighten the release, and always compare with bypass on and off. You want the processed version to feel better, not just louder. Now add saturator. This is your dust and attitude stage. Keep it subtle. Try 1 to 4 dB of drive, turn soft clip on, and trim the output so the level doesn't jump too much. This gives you that worn-in, warehouse feel without going into nasty digital harshness. A really useful mindset here is this. Saturation is for thickening, not fixing. If the snare is already sharp and ugly, saturation will usually make that worse. But if the snare is a bit thin, a little drive can make it feel much more solid. Same with hats and vocal chops. Since this lesson is also about vocals, let's treat vocal chops like percussion accents. Grab a short phrase, a shout, or even a dark spoken word snippet. Don't use a long lead vocal line unless you really mean to. Put the chop on an offbeat, before a snare, or at the end of a phrase. It should feel like a rhythmic punctuation mark. Process the vocal chop with stock devices too. High pass it around 120 to 200 HC with EQ8 so it doesn't fight the drums. Use a light compressor if the level jumps around. Add a short reverb, maybe 0.6 to 1.4 seconds, and a little echo if you want space. Keep it low in the mix. We want the vocal to support the groove, not sit on top of it like a pop hook. A really effective old-school trick is to place the vocal only in certain bars. For example, no vocal in bars 1 to 4. Then one chopped vocal on the end of beat 4 in bar 5. Another hit layered with a snare fill in bar 7. Then let the vocal tail into the drop at bar 8. That creates call and response energy, which works beautifully in jungle and rollers. Now let's talk stereo and low end. This matters a lot indeed, NB. The bassline needs the center lane. So keep your kick and snare mostly mono and centered. Use width more on hats, shakers, and vocal textures. If the drum loop is already wide, keep the group width around 80 to 100%, but check mono regularly. If the low end disappears in mono, the groove is too spread out. A good habit is to use utility for quick width checks. Narrow the vocal layer if it feels too roomy. Keep the break wide only if the stereo information is helping, not hurting. And remember, wide does not automatically mean big. In DNB, solid center impact usually matters more. Next comes movement. Smoky warehouse drums are rarely static. They evolve in tiny ways. So automate a few things. Maybe a small rise in drum bus drive in the last bar before the drop. Maybe more reverb send on the vocal chop during transitions. Maybe the break volume comes down a little in the intro and opens up in the drop. Maybe a small high shelf dip in the breakdown, then back to full brightness when the drop lands. Keep your arrangement simple and effective. Think intro, build, drop, switch up, outro. In the intro, use filtered drums and atmosphere. In the build, bring in hats, ghost notes, and a chopped vocal. In the drop, open up the full break, kick, snare, and vocal accents. In the switch up, drop the kick for a bar and let the break and vocal carry the tension. Then strip it back in the outro so it's DJ friendly. That drop out bar trick is classic. Taking the kick away for a moment makes the next hit feel much heavier when it returns. It's simple, but it works every time. At this stage, stop and listen like a DJ. Loop your drums against a temporary bass line or even just a sine wave sub, so you can hear the balance. Ask yourself, does the snare cut through? Is the kick fighting the bass? Do the vocal chops sound like part of the rhythm, or do they feel random? Is there enough headroom on the master? Also, do the low volume test. If the groove still feels alive when it's quiet, that's a very good sign. The best drum buses don't just sound loud, they feel confident. A couple of common mistakes to watch out for. First, overcompressing the drum bus. If the groove stops breathing, you've gone too far. Back off the threshold or slow the attack. Second, too much low end in the break. Clean that up with EQ and let the kick and sub do their own jobs. Third, making the vocal chop too loud. Treat it like a rhythmic detail, not a lead singer. Fourth, harsh hats after saturation. If that happens, reduce the drive and trim the top end a bit. And fifth, why drums that lose impact in mono. Keep the low end centered. Now for a few pro moves you can keep in your pocket. Layer a ghost break quietly under the main break for extra texture. Use vocal chops as short fills instead of long phrases. If you want more grime, try putting a gentle saturator before the glue compressor, so the compressor reacts to the dirt. Use short, dark reverbs on vocal hits to create space without washing out the groove. And automate micro changes every 4 or 8 bars so the drums keep evolving. If you want to go further, try a parallel dirt return. Make a return track with saturator, compressor, and EQ8. Then send only the break and hats to it at a low level. Blend it in until you feel extra grime without losing the original punch. Another great variation is two-stage compression. One gentle compressor on the group and one faster compressor on the parallel return. That keeps the main drums punchy, while the parallel path adds density. You can also resample your process drum loop, chop it up again, and rebuild a new rhythm from the bounce. That's a fantastic way to get accidental jungle edits and a more authentic old-school feel. So here's your quick practice challenge. Build a 2-bar jungle loop or a simple kick, snare, and break pattern. Group it. Add EQ8, drum bus, glue compressor, and saturator. Cut some muddy low mids if needed. Push drum bus drive to around 8%. compress for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction and add about 2 dB of saturator drive. Then place one vocal chop on an offbeat or before beat 4, and automate the vocal reverb so it blooms only at the end of the phrase. Loop it for 4 bars, compare the processed version to bypass, and do a mono check. Then ask yourself one simple question. Does this feel like a Smokey Warehouse break? If yes, you're on the right path. To wrap up, remember the main idea. Build your drum bus with a clean grouped workflow. Use a Q8, drum bus, glue compressor, and saturator to add glue, grit, and control. Keep the kick and snare strong, the break moving, and the vocal chops rhythmic. Use small automation moves to create tension and release. And always protect the low end so the bass line has room to hit hard. Indeed, NB, the best drum bus is not just loud. It's smoky, alive, and dangerous in the best way.